Ah, there you are. We've been waiting for you. If you've been struggling to get your personal fitness on track and keep it there, then you're in the perfect place. Because this guy is good. And I mean really good. You're listening to the Fitness Whisperer podcast, where you get simplified strategies and unique insights on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and life itself from best-selling author and progressive fitness innovator, Joey Atlas. He's been helping people achieve sustainable fitness success for over 30 years in ways that are realistic, doable, and super effective. And now he's helping you. So clear your mind and get ready for a powerful dose of health-improving, life-enhancing wisdom from the fitness whisperer himself, Joey Atlas.
Thanks, Melissa, and thank you for tuning in today. I'm your host, Joey Atlas, and you're listening to the Fitness Whisperer podcast. This is episode number 4, and in this episode, I'm going to help you identify the hidden matrix of negativity in your life so that you can shift into a matrix of positivity, allowing you to achieve your health and fitness goals, plus anything else you'd like to achieve in life. And at the end of the show, I'm going to give you your Atlas assignment coaching tip. So you'll want to stay tuned in right to the end so you can get the biggest impact from this episode. Now, if you're new here and this is your first time listening to the podcast, I welcome you and I thank you for being here. And I've got 3 important items to share with you before we get into the show. If you haven't done this yet, be sure to get your free fitness improvement program at my main website, which is thejoeyatlas.com. That's thejoeyatlas. .com. When you get there, you can't miss it. It's called Fit for Life, and it's free. And of course, that Fit for Life has 2 meanings. It's Fit for Life and Fit for Life. I hope you get that. It's 14 instructional videos that I promise will knock your socks off. Now, let me make sure you understand. This is not about being Mr. Olympia or Tony Tire Flipper or Karen kettlebell thrower. This isn't about the extreme stuff. While I respect all that, and I used to be into some of that, that's not part of my lifestyle anymore, and it's not part of my philosophy. I take a very gentle, different approach that resonates with a larger audience out there that is not into the painful, extreme stuff. So if that resonates with you, be sure to come get the programs. You'll be glad you did. Number 2, if you find this podcast show helpful, and you want more of it, please be sure to subscribe to it and rate and review it. Now, all you got to do is go to thejoeyatlas.com/iTunes. That will take you right to the iTunes page where you can subscribe to it automatically for free, and you get every episode sent directly to you as soon as I upload it. I'm talking like in a snap. Now, this is going to allow more people to find it. Hence, I help more people, and we make this world a healthier, better place. And I can keep doing this for you. Number 3, share this podcast and the show and the free programs on my website with your friends, family, and coworkers. It's really simple. Don't keep the good stuff to yourself. Let's make this world a better place. Let's get it out there. The more you share, the bigger this becomes, and the more people we help, and the more I can keep doing this for you. All right, it's time for us to get into the juicy stuff, so here we go.
Hello, this is Joey Atlas with the Fitness Whisperer podcast, episode number 4. And today, we are turning the tables. I have on the other line my director of smooth operations, Nikki Doherty, from the Sculpt to Fit studio here in St. John's in Mandarin, Florida. And she's going to be asking me the questions today about a topic that is... it's a hidden problem in fitness and health and wellness, but it's one of the things that we work on in the studio with our women, and it's something that most people just don't realize it's there, and we call it the matrix of negativity to be exact. So Nikki's going to ask the questions, and I'm going to give the answers, and we're going to see where this conversation goes. And I have a feeling this is going to be continued again later on. So Nikki, thanks for doing this. Much appreciated, and it's awesome to have you here.
No problem. Thank you for having me on, Joey.
You got it. All right. You got those questions lined up for me?
Yeah, I do. So, you know, we've mentioned this matrix of negativity in a few of our private studio seminars. And every time you mention it, I can see the women are listening in and they have very close attention. They want to learn more. So I thought it'd be a good idea and be helpful if you can record a few Q&As to take our listeners and our ladies in the studio deeper into the concept of the matrix of negativity.
Nice.
And how, for you, you know, becoming aware of it is one of the keys to health and fitness success. So okay, that's kind of why I wanted to come on, ask you some questions so we can kind of dive into this topic a little bit more.
Awesome. All right, let's go.
Awesome. All right, so first question is, when did you first recognize the existence of this matrix?
All right, so that's really important. It's a simple question, but it's important because I had the privilege of becoming aware of this matrix when I was really young. I didn't know what it is, but the awareness started when I was a kid because my dad used to, he still does, but when I was young, he was into fitness. So he was like part of that 1% of the population that worked out, exercised on a regular basis. Whereas just about everybody else in the 70s did not work out, exercise, and follow a path to fitness. So being aware of this, and he would work out around the house a lot. He had all the body weight stuff, the chin-up bar in the doorway, the push-up stands, old school dumbbells and stuff. He would eat better than most people, and that was recognizable. So in being able to have that firsthand perspective and seeing him, the things he did, and how other people lived, and the difference between them, it raised my awareness that him versus most other people lived in these different kinds of mindsets. They lived in a different matrix. I didn't call it the matrix back then. I just realized that they had their own mindset, their own zone in which they operated. And so that's when I first became aware of this zone that people operate in. Does that make sense for early days?
Yeah, makes sense for sure. So there was a differing views and kind of theories about how you should live your life.
Yeah. So you could see that most people just kind of defaulted to what everybody else was doing. Okay. And their mindsets fed into keeping each other doing the same things, which, you know, as we can see still today, it's 2017. I think it's 85% of the population still does not follow a regular regimen of exercise, proper nutrition, and good daily habits. So back then, it was clear that most people operated in this existence of no regular physical activity, and really not paying any much attention to their nutrition. And you know, even as far back as the 70s, there was so much fast food being created. And as kids, I mean, I remember all the bad stuff that used to be available. I mean, I ate a lot of it as a kid. All the candies, the donuts, the baked goods, all the sugar cereals that were coming out in the 70s. It was really, this is part of that matrix of negativity that we'll talk more about as we go forward. But it started becoming evident on the physical and the habitual side that adults had different ways of living. The majority lived kind of like by default. They just did what everybody else did. And then there was a really small percentage that felt like they should be taking care of themselves through physical activity, eating better than most people, probably not drinking as much, et cetera. Mm-hmm. That makes sense?
Makes sense. And it's cool that you had that influence from your dad early on.
Oh, it was huge.
So how did your understanding develop further as you matured into your adulthood?
Yeah, so awesome. Great question. As I matured and picked up on the habits myself, it became clear that most people you interacted with found it kind of inspiring or motivating or impressive that I, like many other people who followed the path, were able to stay on a regular routine consistently for really long periods of time, much unlike the norm, you know, which the norm is anybody who decides they're going to try something, they're either trying it for a few weeks or they might even make it a few months. And before they know it, they've quote unquote fallen off the wagon, you know, which is very typical in January. A lot of people start their New Year's resolutions. Number one resolution is weight loss and fitness. And by the time February, March rolls around, you know, 90% of those people are toast. They're off the resolution and back at square one again. So for me, it was something that developed over time. I did start becoming more aware of it from a psychological perspective in my teens, early 20s, when I realized that most people simply were unable to make the deep commitment that was a lifetime commitment. And, you know, I didn't figure out why back then, but the evidence of people not being able to stick to it as a lifestyle long term was becoming more evident. So early, you know, back in my childhood, it was simply a matter of seeing the groups who didn't do anything versus that small percentage who did do something on a consistent basis. Then as I got older and developed my own lifestyle, my own path, what I became cognizant of was that even people who did try to start something with good intentions, most were unable to stick with it. And so as time progressed and I made exercise physiology my college major, and turning it into a profession after that, starting to deal with people on a one-on-one basis and in group fitness settings and personal training, what you realized was that this psychological aspect of being able to stick with what they're originally committing to was actually one of the hardest parts of somebody getting fit, healthy, and in shape. It wasn't necessarily that things weren't working for them all the time. It was more so that psychologically they would let themselves off the hook and become uncommitted as opposed to staying committed to what they originally said their goals were. Mm-hmm. So they would allow these various things in life to get in the way, to pull them down, to take them off track. So as I matured, you know, got into my 30s and 40s, it started to become more clear that there's something else deeper in all this that is taking people off the path. I mean, why would they start with good intentions in the first place, put all the time, energy, and effort into getting going, and then give up, you know, a few weeks or a few months or even, you know, maybe a year later, give up only to have to start over again? When you start looking at these things and listening to people's reasons, if they're willing to elaborate, what you start hearing is that it's these other life forces that they're battling that are part of what is taking them off the path. And so I've come to define this as the matrix of negativity, because when we talk about a matrix, here's what a matrix is. This is where the name comes from when I apply it to this. A matrix is a set of conditions that provides a framework in which something develops. Okay, so let's think about that in simple terms. It's a set of conditions that provides a framework in which something develops. So for a person, their set of conditions can be their surroundings in life. It could be most, you know, the main one, of course, is the people that surround them, that creates their conditions. That's the primary. Then you have all of the other physical environmental conditions, like the type of house they live in, the type of neighborhood they live in, the climate they live in, the workplace they work in. All of that provides the framework that that helps that person develop. And it's not always positive, of course, but that framework is what shapes that person. Okay. And most people operate on autopilot. They're not really conscious of what they're surrounded by on a day-to-day, minute-to-minute basis. And so because of that, they're guided by these hidden forces of this framework that makes up the matrix that they exist in. And it's really hard for people to recognize that. And if they don't recognize it, then they can't break out of that matrix. So what you have is people living amongst, let's just say, a group of friends and family. And the majority, if not all of those friends and family members, live a typical lifestyle. They eat poorly. They overeat. They maybe drink like the average person does. And like the 85 some odd percent of the population, they don't exercise. They don't follow a fitness routine to keep themselves healthy and strong and fit. So in that kind of framework, it's very likely that that individual is also going to fall into the same habits of lifestyle and mindset. Is that making sense so far?
Perfect sense. Perfect sense.
Okay. I don't want to go too deep into this unless you have some more questions that build on this.
Yeah. So on that same vein, you know, it sounds like the matrix is kind of a series of lifestyle and day-to-day habits that kind of compound on each other. Is that right?
It is. It's like the matrix is what we exist in. Mm-hmm. Okay. So for people like you, like myself, for other coaches, for the other ladies in our studio who have made the commitment as clients, for people like us, the professionals, we made a decision long ago that we are going to exist in our own matrix, regardless of where we are and regardless of who we're surrounded by. Okay. Like, we wouldn't let people take us off our path. What we would do, though, is live ours in our framework. And on the same note, by nature, the longer we stay on that path, the more we find we attract similar people into our matrix, therefore creating an environment that makes it more conducive and easier to keep living that lifestyle.
All right. So I've got another question for you then. Mm-hmm. In your current day-to-day activities, where is the matrix most obvious in your own life? And where do you see the matrix coming into play as you observe others?
Okay. That's an awesome question. A lot of potential answers here. For me, they don't get me wrong. I mean, you know as well as I do, we've known each other a long time. I've had my ups and downs in life, and I have allowed myself to fall off the good matrix and find myself in a negative matrix. The key is to be able to be aware of it and climb out of it. So, you know, I don't want anybody thinking who's listening to this that I've always been perfect and I've always stayed out of the matrix of negativity. Life is long, life is challenging, life can be hard sometimes, but the key is to be aware of what type of matrix you're in and what you need to do to make sure that you either get back to the positive matrix and stay out of the negative one. So in my life, I've seen examples in when I used to do a lot of one-on-one work with personal training clients, and we'd have the conversations that would shed the light on the aspects of their lives and the people in their lives and or in their workplace that would hold the answers to what elements of the matrix of negativity that surround these people that prevent them from being able to take the right steps and stick with them. So let me give you an example. And this one is really common. It's one of the toughest ones. Let's say you have a husband and wife who meet when they're relatively young. You know, call them high school sweethearts, or they met in college. And in those early years, maybe neither of them were into, quote unquote, the fitness thing and taking care of themselves. You know, they were younger, maybe they were able to maintain weight just because of their youth, and they could eat and drink anything they want, and they never gained weight. So they get married, they love each other, yada, yada, and they get into their 30s, maybe 40s, having a few kids, and life starts really taking over. They're busy. But what happens is middle age happens, and metabolism slows down because they're not taking care of themselves. They're not exercising. They're not doing the things to maintain proper health and wellness. And they start getting out of shape, and they start getting bad annual physical exam reports, blood pressure getting bad, cholesterol being out of whack, possible heart issues coming up, and other things maybe popping up every now and again that are starting to scare them. And in a couple scenario like this, what I've seen happen is, and sometimes it's just pure vanity. The woman will, you know, have a few kids and think, oh my Lord, where has my body gone? I am not the same person anymore. I'm so depressed. I feel like garbage. I feel like my husband doesn't even want to look at me anymore. Sometimes that'll trigger her deciding, okay, it's time to take action. Like, you know, she doesn't call it the matrix. Some of them don't even see it that way. They're unaware, but they're in this matrix that they're looking to break out of now. Okay. And so sometimes it's vanity. Sometimes it is pure health and longevity, and sometimes it's both. So she will start taking steps to take care of herself. She will find a fitness program, or she'll try a few and see which ones or one that she likes or doesn't like. And she'll look for something that she can start doing on a regular basis. She will also start paying more attention to her daily nutrition, what she's eating, how much she's drinking, if she's drinking. Does it need to be cut out totally? Can she cut down? But there's a problem here, because hubby has not gotten with the program. He may be totally unaware that she's doing anything. Or if he starts to recognize it, or if she has shared with him that she's going to start taking care of herself because she wants to be around for the kids and she wants to be around for him and she doesn't want to get old fast like she has been, it may very well be that he's not looking to do the same. He's not looking to make a shift. He might not want to make that big commitment to taking care of himself. So what do we have? We have this paradox of the matrix. He is looking to stay in the old matrix, matrix of negativity, matrix of bad health, the one that does not allow you to reach your goals. You know, so what happens is she has woken up. She's deciding to break out of that matrix and start striving toward health, wellness, positivity, and fixing the health issues that are starting to creep up and appear, and take care of her body from a vanity perspective as well. So it's a big challenge. What is she to do? Like, sometimes this actually, a few scenarios can come of this. He might say, after a few weeks, he might see the light and say, you know what, honey, you're right. We do need to take care of ourselves, both of us. You need to do it for yourself. I need to do it for me. We need to do it for each other, and we need to do it for our kids. And wisdom hits him, and he decides to start breaking out of the matrix of negativity and joining her in that matrix of positivity, creating their lifestyle, their daily habits, the things that are important to them, which shape their mindset. Another scenario is that he is not only not for it, but he also is going to consciously try to derail her efforts because he may be insecure that she is now going to be taking care of herself while he is not. And he may start accusing her of, you're not the same woman I used to know. All of a sudden, you want to be a health nut. You want to be a fitness freak. Or, you know, there could be any number of names he might be using. But he's attacking her because of his insecurities that he doesn't want to take care of himself, which is his own choice. But he's insecure for whatever reasons that she is now deciding to take care of herself. And so we have discord. sometimes that discord is enough for her to throw in the towel and fall back into that matrix of negativity because she doesn't want to leave him behind and she doesn't want to be continually subjected to his ridicule and his attacks. Sometimes she's strong enough to say, hey, listen, I understand you may not want to do this either. You don't see the light. Maybe you will eventually. I would like you to join me because this is important for us, for our health, for our family, for the kids, for our longevity. And I love you and I want you to join me in this so that we can do it together. And sometimes that talk works, but sometimes it doesn't because he doesn't want her to be the person who saved them. He doesn't want wifey to be the smarter one who made this decision for them. Or there could be other reasons that are just part of his psychology. And sometimes this does lead to the couple breaking up. You know, she has a revelation at middle age that they can't live the way they used to. They need to take care of themselves. And she is all for it and wants to do it. And seriously, sometimes it is the kids that a mom wants to live for and take care of herself. And for the husband, if he's with the program as well, of course. But sometimes it's not, he doesn't want to go there. It's just not, he doesn't want to give up his beer drinking. He doesn't want to give up his big steaks and potatoes. He doesn't want to give up the other eating habits. And he doesn't want to hit the gym for an hour a day. He just doesn't want to do it. And so occasionally it can cause divorce or breakup or, you know, whatever the relationship scenario is. It can cause people to break apart. It's unfortunate, but it does happen. For couples who are not married, you know, it's a good thing because they're each going in the direction that's most important to them and each will find someone who is of a better matched matrix, I guess we can say, right? Because they have their priorities set and they have a clearer vision of who might be a good match for them. So it could play out in many different ways, but the key is, no matter if it's a relationship type scenario or a family type scenario or a circle of friends scenario, how many times do we meet women who come into the studio on their own and they talk about the friendships they're surrounded by and how these four other women do not want to do anything that involves regular physical activity and exercise to take care of themselves? Right? There might be one in a group of four or five or six who decide, you know what? I'm done getting old fast. I am worried about my health and I'm going to do something about it now. So you have a woman like that who decides that she's breaking out of this friendship matrix of negativity. And these people could be very, very sweet people, very loving people, very good-hearted people. However, the matrix they live in is one of self-destruction, self-neglect, and fast aging. And like we've seen, some women are ready to step out of that. And, you know, they can read, they see the news reports, they're all getting smarter. But every now and again, one will step up and say, you know what, I'm done reading. I'm done hearing all this. I'm done with my doctor telling me every year, you have to do something. Otherwise, it's just going to get worse and worse. I'm ready to do something. So they step out of that matrix for themselves. They look to start creating a matrix that is beneficial and positive, even if they are solo and none of their friends want to come along. What we've seen, of course, is these women connecting with other like-minded women in the studio, creating that new matrix. They've implanted themselves into a new matrix of positivity that helps feed into this collective mindset of, hey, yeah, we're all here to take care of ourselves and we're going to support each other. They don't use the same words, but what they're doing is they're creating that new set of conditions that provides the framework for which they can now continue to grow and evolve and develop in this new matrix of positivity. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. And a lot of what we've seen in the studio as well, to kind of add to that, is some people, when they're so into their own matrix of negativity, they don't trust that whatever someone new is trying out something new, they don't trust it'll last.
Right.
So there can be judgment or, oh, that's not going to work. And it takes a while. So if you're one of those friends that steps out and says, no, this is for me, you need to try it, you'll find yourself getting into a right group that has that positive matrix point of view. But you also might find that some of those people that were in the negative mindset and against you at first, whether it may be a few months, maybe a few years, they'll see, oh, wow, she really has changed. Oh, this is the real deal. And then they'll join you into that positive matrix. So sometimes people just need to see it work and see that it's valid and that exists and it's true over time.
Yes. So very, very important points. Okay. So let's go a little deeper on those. There is a level of skepticism. And just because SculptFit studios are for women only right now, this applies to male and female. You have this level of skepticism in people and insecurity where maybe they've heard stories or maybe they've even tried certain things and have gotten hurt or tried long enough where they expected results and put in enough effort and didn't get results. The more people do that over time, the more skeptical they become, and rightfully so. I mean, I'll be the first to denounce a bunch of fitness approaches out there that are not for the average person. That can feed into the matrix of negativity and strengthen it. A person can say, yeah, I tried that boot camp, or I tried, you know, the trainer thing with doing the HIIT sessions and my back was killing me. And the doctor said my shoulder needs a rest. And, you know, it just felt like my body was getting beat down. Well, it's understandable that they would quit. And rightfully so. Like, we don't want to do things that hurt us and don't feel good and we don't look forward to. So people coming into something with a certain level of skepticism and insecurity, completely understandable. And that alone can keep them from breaking out of that matrix of negativity is because they're scared. You know, they've tried it. Maybe they tried already, or they've heard friends who've had bad experiences. So yes, great point. We do see that often in the studio, definitely when we were first opening. But just like you mentioned, when you have your first movers who read the material closely and are open enough to trusting what we're sharing with them, enough to take a chance on themselves, really, that this could be the thing, well, they're adventurous enough to take that step, because at the end of the day, they still want something that's going to work for them. They're not willing to give up. They're just being much more discerning in the process. What happens is, as you are seeing through the studio, when these women start getting good results and their spirit changes and even the smile and the energy and their look changes in addition to their physical self, they start talking about their energy levels and their medical profiles and all their clothes are fitting better. They got to get rid of the old clothes. Well, those ladies and people around them, they can't help but notice. It's obvious. And so what happens is some of those real skeptical ladies or men, or even the hubbies in the matrix of negativity, they can't help but notice because the proof is right there, right in front of them. So they either wake up to that and decide, okay, I'm coming with you to this place because you're getting younger in front of my eyes. And I don't want to be left behind. And you've proven that it's safe, it's fun, it's effective, and you're still going. That says a lot. For the husbands or boyfriends, sometimes it's enough for them to say, you know what, she's loving this and it's working. It seems fun. And her spirit's renewed. She's a new woman. I love it. So that's motivating me to take care of myself too. I'm going to go do something. So you're very correct in that that first level, first layer of skepticism and really being on guard for what she might try next is really strong. And it takes something really good to break through that and to let her know that, yeah, there is something out there for you. And we're not the answer for everybody, of course. We still have women who come to us who really need therapy before they even come to us. They're so far out of shape. They've let themselves go so much. You've dealt with a lot of these in the initial consults where you realize they're so out of shape that they actually need basic physical therapy first to get them to a baseline of decent living where they can then consider a structured fitness and exercise program, right? So for those people, at least they're looking to step out of that matrix, and maybe they're hurting so bad that they realize, oh, Lord, I need to do something. Otherwise, you know, I may not be around much longer. Sometimes it's when a condition gets so bad that a person is so scared that they realize I've got to do something because I have nothing to lose if my health keeps deteriorating the way it is. I need to do something. So sometimes it's that level of fear and alarm that is the push that makes them want to take the steps. And as you know, we've seen some hardcore ladies come through the studio who are either getting tired of the hardcore approach, even though they're lifers and they've been doing this stuff all their life. They realize in their 40s that this stuff may not be the best for me at this stage of my life, but they're not willing to throw in the towel. They're looking to do something smarter. Some of them might feel it's too gentle, of course, which is fine because relatively speaking, we are not the rah-rah, hard-hitting, you know, push, more kind of place. And so some of those ladies may still want that kind of approach. And, you know, there's plenty of places that do that where they can get it. But, you know, I give them credit. At least they're living in a matrix that is still giving them what they want physically. You know, they're not just sitting on a couch. They're not just gaining weight every year. They're not just eating to satisfy their happiness. You know, they're doing what they want to do and they're getting their fitness in their own special way. And that's what really counts. Does that make sense?
Makes sense. All right. So the last thing I have is, what advice would you give for someone who believes they're stuck in the matrix of negativity and wants to rise above it so they can take control of their health, fitness, longevity, happiness? What are some of your tips on how someone would get started?
That's good. Really good. So for that person who realizes that they're in this rut and they're looking to break out of it, they want to break out of that matrix. And again, a lot of people don't even know this insidious matrix exists. You know, if you look at society, right? Like there are food places. There are so many food places that do not need to exist. Like food has become a drug in our society. Like there is way too much food, even healthy food. There's a lot of it, right? So even if you're going to eat healthy, you still can't overeat. You can't overdo it. You have to eat the right amounts. But I mention that because we have to recognize that our society has developed in such a way that the matrix is all around us all the time. Even us who live the right path, you know, we live that lifestyle of fitness, wellness, and health because we value it, not just now, but, you know, until we go to our grave, we want to be fit and healthy. We have to recognize that society is built in a way that gives people what they want. Most people want to overeat and they want to eat poorly. And so, of course, the companies will not tell people, no, you can't do that. They're going to keep selling this stuff and the food supply will get bigger and bigger. And that's how the matrix is built around people. You know, the company's responsibility is not to tell people, hey, you shouldn't eat that much and you shouldn't eat this stuff and you shouldn't be drinking. They're going to feed people what they want because the people are willing to pay for it. For the person who wants to break out of that matrix, the first step that they're at is the most important. It's being aware of the matrix that they're surrounded by, because only becoming aware of it is how you're able to break out of it and climb out of it. So first is that awareness. Realize, okay, this is how society is. This is how 85% of people operate. They just do what everybody else does, and they're not willing to take the more challenging path, which is the more rewarding path. So what they need to do is look for things, look for people, look for friends who are in a matrix of positivity in some way, shape, or form. There are a lot of ways people can be living in a matrix of positivity. But truthfully, we know people who are taking care of themselves, people who value their health and wellness, people who eat properly, people who exercise. And this is not just our methods. It could be, you know, there's so many methods out there that are viable, that are good. So I'll say, you know, broadly speaking, it can be anybody who's following a path that proves value of their own health, wellness, and longevity. If they can connect with those kinds of people, That's second step. And sometimes it's hard to find that second step out in the general public. Maybe they don't have friends who are active, who are already on a program. Sometimes it requires looking for local professionals to connect with. And, you know, really, sometimes this can cost no money. There are church groups that do weekly exercise offerings. Could be yoga, could be Pilates. It could be a gentle boot camp type thing. There are women's groups. There are business groups. There are school groups. There are community groups that offer either free or really, really low cost fitness options. Again, it could be anything. So that's one of the next steps, is looking for people or looking for activities that they can go try and join. Especially with the internet today, there are so many sites that offer all kinds of things like this. I think one of the biggest ones is called Meetup. Just on Meetup alone, there are so many different groups in every town offering just get-togethers based around certain activities and lifestyles. You know, I know I can go on right now and find at least a handful of fitness-related or outdoor activity-related free classes or offerings for people around this area alone. So it comes down to recognizing that you're in the matrix, knowing you want to break out of it, and then taking steps to connect with people, friends, or professionals who can offer you the first phase of your new lifestyle, your new activities, the new things you might want to try that become a regular habit of yours. And in doing that, you start making new friendships based on the same values, and everything feeds into each other. And you start planning things together. You start doing things together. You start creating a natural support network that keeps everybody going in the same direction, because it's all based on values now, right? It's not based on, oh, let's get together and do this. Everybody understands that mentally they have a new set of values. And they have a new vision for their future. So everybody's supporting each other on those new values and long-term vision for their health, wellness, and longevity. Does that make sense for the first steps?
Makes perfect sense. And I love, can you tell us again the definition of your matrix, that beautiful definition, how you used it?
Thank you. Yes. So maybe it makes a little more sense now. It's a set of conditions that provides a framework in which something develops. So for human beings, it is your surroundings, your physical surroundings, the people that you're surrounded by, friends, family, coworkers. All of that provides a framework that you exist in. And that framework influences how you develop, grow, and evolve. So we naturally do this, right? We've been doing this since we were young, all of us, because it's how we live. It's what we value. We create our matrix and we structure it in a way that is conducive to us living those habits on a consistent basis, because it's what we want. It's what we value. It's how we choose our friends. It's how we choose our mates. It's how we structure our lives, not just for the short term, but for the long term.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Joey, thank you so much for letting me on and interview about this. This is definitely a topic that I think we can go further, even further in future studio sessions. I think we've got a lot of great information for people to get started and kind of continue and just be aware.
Yeah, total pleasure. Thank you. It was a great interview. So this was your first time. You did really well, Nikki.
Oh,
so we'll surely be doing this again. And obviously the topic we went on today has many different tangents. And I think when people grasp onto this, it's one of those things that, because it's a hidden element, when we talk about it and we can give it a name and people can start thinking about it that way, it can help them break out of it because they become aware of it. So I think we're going to be revisiting this and putting some more structure to it and some more actionable steps on developing a full-time awareness of it. Because hearing about it once is one thing, but having things to remind you about the constant presence of a matrix is really a way to shift the matrix you exist in. And beyond that, also influence the matrix of others around you, because that's the next phase, the next level of all this, is having that ripple effect to positively impact other people. So you can plan on another episode on this topic for sure. We'll talk to you soon, Nikki.
Awesome.
All right, all right. That was your introduction to the Matrix of Negativity. And as you can imagine, now that you're aware of it, yes, there is more to the Matrix of Negativity. And we're going to be surely covering that in future episodes. So you're going to want to make sure you're tuned in and subscribing so that you don't miss those, because those are really, really important. Those are the game changers for people. Now, before I give you your Atlas Action Coaching Assignment, I have three important items to share with you really quickly here. One, if you haven't done this, like if you're driving when you usually listen to these, or you're out jogging or walking the dog, make sure when you come back, come to the website, thejoeyatlas.com, and sign up for the free fitness programs, Fit for Life. You can't beat them. Number two, this podcast, the show, if you find it helpful and you're enjoying it and you're getting something out of it, please come subscribe to it so you get every episode sent directly to your smartphone. And don't forget to rate and review it. Seriously, it sounds simple. It's so easy. By rating and reviewing it, this just helps more people find it. And again, the more people who can find this, just think about how many more people we can help. Third, share the podcast and the free programs on my website with your friends, family, and coworkers. There are so many ways to share this stuff. All the social media, Facebook, Instagram. I'm sure there are some you use that I don't even know of. And you can share them directly from your device. There are share buttons built right in. All you got to do is press on some of the little icons and buttons, and there are share functions right there. You can zap this stuff globally to the people that you love the most. So do it. Have fun with it. And remember, the more you share, the bigger this becomes, the more people we help, and the more I can keep doing this stuff for you. I love doing this, and I love helping people like you. All right, now for your Atlas Action Coaching Tip. Here's the deal. What we covered today was the introduction to the Matrix of Negativity. Now, the whole point of the introduction to it is to increase your awareness of it. If you're not aware of the Matrix, well, then you can't break out of it. You have no chance. So today's aim, today's goal was to expose you to it and make you aware of it. Now, being aware of it is step one. Step two is deciding on how you're going to start taking action to neutralize that matrix so that it becomes less of an influence on you and you can start building a matrix of positivity to replace it. So here's what I'd like you to do. And this is so simple, but it's going to help you tremendously. Get a note card or open your journal. And again, if you're driving right now or you're out running or walking the dogs, what have you, make sure when you get back to home base, you log onto the internet, you go to my site, in the search bar, search Matrix. When you search that, it's going to pull up at least one or two blog posts for you where you can find this coaching tip right there. Okay, because you might forget it now if you're on the run, but come back, go to the site, search Matrix, and these action tips will be right there. Here's what you want to do. Make it simple. On that note card or your journal, write Matrix of Negativity, Joey Atlas. List at least one, two, or three things that readily come to mind that you realize are part of your Matrix of Negativity. Because not everybody's is the same. I mean, these are different for everybody because everybody lives different lives. They have different jobs, different people they're surrounded by, different stages of life. So your matrix of negativity is going to consist of different elements than somebody else's would. Yes, there are lots of similarities amongst people, but yours will be unique to yourself. So the key is to identify one, two, or three, whatever comes to mind. And that's your start. Because that second part of awareness is starting to identify specific elements that make up your matrix of negativity. Now, when you identify them and you know what they are, then you can start turning them down. You can start controlling them. You can start neutralizing them, and you can start replacing them. And that's what we're going to talk about in future episodes, how to replace elements that make up your matrix of negativity with elements of the matrix of positivity so that you can thrive and achieve your goals in whatever aspect of life it is, whether it's health, fitness, or anything else in your life. This affects everything, not just health and fitness, okay? So one last thing before we wrap this up. My director of smooth operations, Nikki Doherty, she did an awesome interview. And this was her first time ever being recorded. And she did an awesome job. So definitely going to have her back on. I'm also going to have some of my other studio coaches on because their stories are all awesome. They're extremely inspiring. And I promise you, you're going to get so much out of hearing them speak about their lives, the things that brought them into the health and fitness world, the challenges they've faced, and the things they've overcome to maintain a lifestyle of fitness for the long haul. That's it. Thanks for being here. I love you. See you next time. Talk to you next time. Tune in next time. You'll be glad you did. Take care.